Hi, you're listening to the Planet A podcast with Ariel and
Alexandra. On this weekly podcast, we will be discussing what is happening around the world and also in our lives. Enjoy! Hi everyone, welcome back to the Planet A podcast. I am not here with Ariel today. She's in Ontario, in Toronto specifically, for fun, I think. Or to see your family. But the funny thing, I had already recorded this episode. It got to like 12 minutes. And then my Wi-Fi cut out. So everything I didn't save. So here I am recording it again. I guess I'm going to have to say all the same things again. Which is good because now I have an idea like what to talk about, you know? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to give you guys an update because that is what I always do. So today is July 29th. You guys, when you're listening, it's not going to be July 29th. But today is the second last day of summer school, which is super fun. Tomorrow's my last day. I have gifts prepared for my two friends. I might get them on the podcast. You know what? Now I'm excited about it. So I think I'm going to ask them. That is exciting. Okay. Hopefully they'll agree. We can do like a 3-person thing. Or if Ari wants to be there, we can do like a 4-person thing. But I would ask them. But so I've been watching the Olympics. And there is a 14-year-old Olympian on the swim team of Team Canada. And her name is Summer McIntosh. And she's crazy talented. And like, crazy good at swimming, and she's 14, so like yeah. She's just really good, and I am just really inspired by her, so I think yeah, that's great. Okay, so today's episode is going to be my mood boosters, which basically means things that make me happy, things that boost my mood. And then next week, I think Ariel is going to talk about her mood boosters, which is going to be exciting. So let's just get started then. So the first thing that makes me happy always is spending quality time with friends and family. So just hanging out with my friends, like going to a park or just like spending time with them wherever, at the beach, in the mall, somewhere, because whenever I feel, like, upset or, like, down, my friends, like, always just bring my mood up, which is great. And they make me, like, forget about everything bad that has happened. Like, whenever I'm with them, I always, like, so excited. Which is a good thing because that just distracts me from, like, my current mood, which was, like, feeling down. And then when I hang out with them, it brings me up. So I'm, like, happier and more, like, energetic. So that's good. And then also spending time with my rabbit Snow, walking her, just feeding her, spending time with her, like petting her, looking at her, anything involving Snow, that is what I like to do. And also my family, they can be very funny at times, sometimes they're not funny at all, air quotes funny. And then next thing would be listening to podcasts. So my favorite podcast to listen to is would be The Sister Diary, that has Lauren and Maddie Orlando hosting it together. And then my favorite podcast is the Planet A podcast. Have you guys heard about it? There are two amazing co-hosts, Ariel and Alex, and they're both very funny, if you didn't know. And then the slightly less cool one, Ariel, the slightly less cool co-host is Ariel, and then the slightly more cool co-host is Alex. So you should definitely listen to that podcast. Okay, enough of that. Anyways, so this is the diary. I like the What We Said podcast, two chicks. What is it? That was fun. I love you so much. Mood. And some other ones. Let's see. What other ones are there? Sunday Glow. I just love listening to podcasts. Honestly, I listen to more. Some days I listen to music all day, and some days I listen to like podcasts all day. And then sometimes I just like pick out an episode that someone has shared, and I'm like, oh, that episode seems interesting. So like, I'll listen to it. So it's just not like I listen to every single episode by that person. I just listen, pick and listen to some episodes. But the ones I mentioned before, I listen to like every single episode. So ask me anything, I will know. Also, Ariel is in Ontario right now. So she went to like, I don't know what it is, but she went to Paris, Ontario. She also went to, I have the photo, Sarnia. I knew it was right. Sarnia, Ontario first, and then she went to Paris, Ontario, I think. And then she went to Niagara Falls, Ontario. So she has like amazing photos on her airyberry.prive Instagram account. And then she went to Dundas Square, which is in Toronto, I think. And she's in Toronto now. So she's living her best life. I am here. I hope you're having fun, Ariel. Okay, so if you guys follow her on Instagram, one of her captions was, I miss Alex for the one that was Niagara Falls. And then the one previous to that, I was making Alex jealous because I'm closer to Johnny than she is. Please. Johnny lives in Mississauga, Ontario, and she's like 30 minutes away. So, you can understand my frustration that I am here recording when she's in Ontario. But of course, I want her to have fun, so yay, Ariel. Okay. Next week, she's going to be like, what was Alex saying? But, yeah, so listening to podcasts, also listening to music. So, some of my favorite artists would be Blackpink, BTS, TXT, aespa. Those are K-pop groups. And then Olivia Rodrigo, Taylor Swift. What is Ava Max? Some Harry Styles songs. Some Ariana Grande songs. Dua Lipa, for sure. Johnny Orlando. And then some other ones. But I just like to listen to music to feel like pumped up and like that everything is, especially if it's like pumpy, like pop music and like happy music and like upbeat music and not just like sad, depressing music that, you know, some people decide to make, which is okay. Those are good for like when you want to feel sad. But so music definitely boosts my mood, and sometimes I like dance along or sing, which is weird. Oh, update on dancing with Stephanie, Vivian, and Francesca. We are practicing again this Monday, so look forward to that good final version. It'll be on my YouTube. If you don't know what it is, it's linked in my Instagram link in bio on Instagram. There's a link tree. It's the fourth thing. There's Instagram, podcast, TikTok, YouTube. And you click on YouTube. And it'll be up there. It'll probably be on my Instagram story too. But if you don't follow me on Instagram, you should. Okay. Next thing I like to do is to watch some shows. So on YouTube, there's a channel called Brat TV. And they have shows like Good Luck, Have Fun, Chicken Girls, Total Eclipse, which has Johnny and Lauren and Lando in it, which is probably why I actually started watching Brat TV, I think. Yeah, that's probably right. And then there's like new shows every so often, which is cool. I love that. And then what else? It's just like a fun time on that. And I just watched like, I watched all of their shows except like one because I wasn't really interested in that one. But watching shows has helped. Also watching like K-dramas. I finished so many K-dramas. If you guys want access to my K-drama journal, you can ask me on Instagram. I might give it to you. Might. Yeah, so just watching shows, watching K-dramas and things like that is super fun because it takes your worries away. Also just like looking at inspirational quotes online or on Instagram, not particularly like looking at photos of other people on Instagram, just looking at the good things and, like, happy things and funny things. And also on YouTube, I just search, like, funny videos, and then that kind of lightens my mood and makes me a bit happier. Okay, next thing I like to do is shopping. So in this last, like, 2 weeks, I have gotten 2 baby tees. I love them, both from Brandy. If you heard our previous episode, it's the fashion trends one. I talked about how much I love baby tees. But anyways, I got 2 baby tees, 1 pair of jeans, like 3 tank tops, 1 crew neck for winter, and a cardigan. So I'm a shopaholic. I do most shopping online sometimes. Brandy, I have to go in store. But I just like shopping because, like, it's fine. You can, like, look through the clothes and, like, pick out what you like. And I love the inspiration. Going on Pinterest definitely lightens my mood. Just seeing, like, outfit inspirations, room inspirations. Oh, no. My room transformation thing. Aria and I did the podcast that we were going to do a room transformation. I think hers is doing better than me. I've only removed 2 cupboards and cleaned it a bit. Which is good progress, I guess. Summer's not over, of course. But I haven't put up the collage. I have all the photos, like, printed and stuff. I just have to put it up. It sounds so easy, but there's a lot of stuff on my wall. I will get to that, don't worry. I will try and remember to give you guys an update sometime soon. But yeah, like, just doing that, doing, like, a room update, that's super fun because, obviously, no one's there. I mean, maybe my parents are there. They didn't really help me with this stuff. I usually do my room transformations by myself. But that's good because you're spending time just, like, with yourself, with nobody else. And that's really all that matters because, well, you're trying to boost your mood. And having somebody else there might just not do that. So, I think it's a good idea to spend just some alone time, like I said, in your room, maybe sleeping, or actually, no, don't sleep, just, like, do your favorite things, whatever you like to do. For me, that includes listening to podcasts, listening to music, watching shows, hanging out with friends, redecorating, writing song lyrics, writing stories. If you guys want to read a story that I wrote, it's called Jealousy Jealousy. It's only the part 1, but it's on my Wattpad. Link in bio, of course. And my friend Bianca, she was on this podcast before, and she's obsessed with, like, one of the characters. Her name is Amelia, and I can tell why. In the end, she did something really cool, so I love that. And I'm obsessed with Amelia too. I mean, like, she's my character. I made her. So yeah. So if you guys want to read that, go ahead. I'm writing this, like, fantasy elf city thing that's going to be coming soon. If it does, I will probably update you guys, mostly on Instagram. But yeah, thank you for listening, I guess. That's most of my mood boosters. I am going to end this podcast. Hopefully it saves. And then I'm probably gonna, like, watch shows to make me happy or something. It's summer. Like, enjoy the summer, have the best summer ever, and Ariel, you guys will talk. You guys will listen to Ariel's voice next week, I think. I might show up, but who knows, doesn't matter. Either of us will be here, or both. And thank you for listening to this episode. If you made it all the way here, you are real one for actually listening to my voice for this long. Like, thank you for doing so. Without further delay, I will end this episode here. Thank you again for listening. I love you guys. Ariel loves you guys. And I hope you guys have another great week. Bye, guys.
We hope you guys really enjoyed that episode.
Make sure to come back next Saturday for another one.
You can follow us on Instagram.
Our podcast Instagram is the.planet.a.podcast.
My Instagram is _AlexandraLuck_.
And mine is Ariel_figureskates.
Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks. and catch us next week. See ya.